Yeah, I suppose it is. I mean, I've got to say, I think I've said this before, I think it's always the current one or the next one that you prize the most. We honestly believe tonight that although the team was young and inexperienced, we thought that if we were able to sort of carry out our game plan, we could cause Germany problems, and I think that showed from the very first minute. But at half time we had nothing to show for it, because unfortunately the chances, one or two really good ones, one or two half ones, had not been converted, and of course we conceded a goal while Jack Butland is injured, and unfortunately didn't sort of go down early enough and signal that, which may have prevented the goal. I thought the second goal came also at a time when we were actually playing quite well and looking to get back in the game, and that was a cold shower for us, but all credit to the players to come back and win the game 3-2, and to do it in the way they did, which was really by playing football. There was no element of just rolling our sleeves up and fighting and winning more challenges. We've been winning challenges right the way through the game. It was a question of using the quality that we think this team has to create more chances. And I think for our three goals, we've got to say, with that number of chances, three goals is, if anything, a fairly meagre return. It certainly wasn't a generous return.
So when you take everything into account, looking at it with the manager's eye, you know, is it the character of the comeback? Is it the overall performance? Is it the fact that you made the technical changes and they worked? The substitutions worked? Come on, what do you pick out as being most satisfying?
Yeah, good question. And I think I was trying to think and analyse what my answer should be while you're asking me the question. I think the thing that's going to please me most was the general performance of the team from the first minute to the last. Very satisfying that performance then gives you a result, because sometimes good performances don't always give you results. You know, we've been sometimes on the end of games where we've not been that bitterly disappointed about the performance, but we have been bitterly disappointed by a result. Tonight we got both, but it was definitely the performance, the way the players worked hard to carry on, if you like, from where we left off against France some 5 or 6 months ago, to play that, you know, quite bold, quite adventurous, you know, certainly attacking football. Not at any stage of the game did we sit back and accept that Germany were going to press us back. We were pressing them back more than they were pressing us back. And of course it's so nice when you start to take your goal chances, because there was a moment in the game where I feared I'd be talking to you like this and you'd be saying that the performance was good and we created chances but we didn't take them. And as a manager, that's always a very frustrating thing, because it's that icing on the cake which makes a performance what it is.